It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A plan to create a government-backed health insurance plan has almost reached the finish line in the Colorado legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On Tuesday, the state Senate approved the Colorado option. It's a proposal that would force insurance companies to sell a new type of health insurance plan and give state administrators the power to set the prices that hospitals and doctors can charge under the plan. The bill passed a voice vote in the closely divided Senate after weeks of negotiations. Industry groups for hospitals and doctors are neutral on the proposal, while insurers are opposed, and so are Republicans. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert.
This bill is about controlling your decisions regarding your health care. Your health.
The proposal faces a couple more votes before it can head to Governor Jared Polis for a signature. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Two proposals to rework Colorado's tax system have passed the state house. The bill would put limits on some tax deductions and incentives, allowing the government to collect about $400 million per year. More than half the money would be used to pay for tax deductions and credits for small businesses and lower-income households. Across the state, Children's Hospital Colorado has seen almost a doubling in demand for behavioral health services for young people since January. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The hospital's chief medical officer, David Brumbaugh, says the past 4 months have been unlike anything he's seen in his 20 years of practice.
Our kids have run out of resilience. Their tank is empty, and that's where we are right now, and it's impacting families across our metro area, across our state.
Compounding stress for a year and increased hopelessness are the two main reasons the hospital system has seen more cases. Suicide is one of the main causes of death for Colorado youth. Hospital leadership is calling for more flexibility from the state to create partnerships to address these issues system-wide. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Today is graduation day at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is commencement speaker for a ceremony that's different than last year. Cadets, families, and other well-wishers can be there in person with some pandemic precautions still in place. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, the Front Range, have a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs close to 80 today. Same in Fort Collins. Fire danger in western Colorado. This is CPR News.